My guess, we're not seeing much of the supernatural. But when God showed them the game changer for miracles, heaven's power was unlocked. Now they want to teach you the game changer. Next. I have been hearing the most amazing reports of Tommy and Miriam Evans' Saturday night awakening meetings. But they say a picture is worth a thousand words. Let's take a look.
And I believe that God is going to bring a resurrection power in the room tonight.
God's given us an anointing in this hour in the church to put our mantles on and to keep them on.
In the name of Jesus, come out of your slumber. Come out of your complacency.
I don't know about you, but I could feel the presence, the goodness, the glory of God when I was just watching that video. What are you two seeing in the congregation as far as miracles?
Honestly, right now we're seeing revival. We're seeing dead things coming back to life. People are being healed. Deaf ears are opening. The blind are seeing. People are coming into the salvation knowledge of Jesus. And it's really been incredible.
Tommy, tell me about the word the Holy Spirit gave you about the dove.
Well, I got up one morning like I always do, and I like to have my alone time with the Lord. And I went into my study, and I sat down in my chair, had my coffee and my Bible open, and I heard from a distance a cooing of a dove. I just kind of began to turn my affections to the Lord, and all of a sudden, as I did that, the dove came closer and louder. And then I'm like, oh, Holy Spirit, you know? And it wasn't that I was worshiping a dove. I want to be very clear. It's the Holy Spirit representing that. But so I was there and I was just worshiping the Holy Spirit, and the dove even got closer. And then all of a sudden it got so close, it got so loud, and I kept looking around. I was like, where is this dove coming from? And I looked, and the dove was sitting in the windowsill, and he was looking at me, and he kept pecking on the window with his beak, trying to get into the window. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, he says, I'm pursuing you with everything. And the Lord began to say, you are standing at the door of encounter. I want you to tell my people that I'm going to pursue them until I have all of them. It's that James passage. It says, when we draw near to him, he'll draw even nearer to us. And so I just want to encourage the viewers watching right now that Jesus, when he went to heaven, he says, listen, it's to your advantage that I go, that I can send the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, to be with you, a friend, just like I've been to you. And the Holy Spirit's pursuing you with everything. And he is standing at the gate. He's standing at the door of encounter. He's standing on one side, you're standing on the other. And he's saying, just open up the door, let me in, invite me in and see what we can do together.
A few years ago, Miriam, you had a game changer. You would see a few healings, etc. But all of a sudden, the floodgates have opened up for the two of you. What was that game changer?
That game changer was really taking the Word of God, solidifying the Word of God, and decreeing the Word of God, and putting it into action. We took what the Word said, and we took it a step further, and we began to take risks that we had never done before.
5 years ago, we weren't seeing any miracles at all. We weren't seeing revival. We weren't seeing any of that. But as we begin to declare the Word of God, the biblical-based decrees that we had put in our book, we begin to speak those kinds of decrees out over our life, and then we decided to activate and say, well, God told us to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Why don't we have a miracle service? Now, mind you, we hadn't seen one miracle through our own ministry. We had seen other miracles. We had been in the presence of people operating in miracles, but Miriam and I had never really done anything like that before, and we didn't know what we were doing, but we just went for it. We took risk. You know, John Wimber said, faith is spelled R-I-S-K, it's risk. And so we just stepped out and took risk, and we got up there, shared testimonies of what God had done through things that we had seen, not through our own ministry, but others. And begin to share those testimonies, and we begin to preach the Word of God with boldness and preach, and people started getting healed. Hundreds came and hundreds were healed. The very first miracle service that we ever saw. We saw people with...
But what would have happened to your first miracle service and nothing happened? I bet that thought crossed your mind.
Oh, it crossed our mind many times. We're like, what if we were like, babe, what if anybody shows up? We might not have anybody show up. We may not have anybody get healed. And to our surprise, people showed up. They were hungry. And we saw metal dissolve in people's bodies. We saw a young boy healed of asthma. We saw legs grow out. We saw people with pain in their body healed. We saw all kinds of miracles. And we were so surprised to see what God had done. And literally, we saw the power that was in us being released in a powerful way. And that just really started the whole thing. The anointing got activated as we took risk.
Tell me a few of those miracles, Miriam.
Yes, there was one woman that came into our service, and she was 80% deaf in both ears. And just as she was in the glory, just in the presence of the Lord, worshiping, she had a funny sensation in her ears, and so she assumed that she needed to change the battery out of her hearing aid. So she took them out, and as soon as she took them out to change the battery, she found that she could hear 100% perfectly. And it was a miracle that happened out of the simplicity of His presence. We've seen blind eyes open. There was a young boy that was even showed earlier in the video that had suffered from severe brain damage and head trauma due to child abuse when he was a baby. And his adoptive parents had him treated, and they took him to the hospital. He had 7 surgeries to try to correct the issue, and he was still blind and could not see. But when he came to our service, again, sitting in the service, sitting in the glory and in the presence of the Lord, God restored his sight 100% clearly, and his father was there as well to testify of his healing that night.
What went on inside of the two of you when you saw that creative miracle happening right before your eyes?
We erupted in praise. The whole place erupted in praise. There were people that came to Jesus, came to salvation that night. There were people that were filled with the Holy Spirit at a whole nother level as praise and celebration broke out because of the miracle.
What does it mean, Tommy, to be a revivalist? What does it mean to you?
Well, I think that, you know, first we've got to take the mystery out of what revival is. You know, revival to me and being a revivalist is simply one who burns. You know, the fire of God is contagious. And when you get around people that are burning, you're going to begin to burn too. And so that's, to me, is simply burning with passion for Jesus and letting the fire of God on your life and in your life call the curious to come and hear what God would say. You know, I call it burning bushes. We're living burning bushes. You know, you talk about the story in Exodus where Moses encountered the burning bush, and he was curious because he thought it was a strange sight. And the Bible says that he stepped aside to see what this was all about. And as he stepped aside, he began to hear God speak. And I believe that God is looking for people who will burn with the fire of the Holy Spirit in such a way where it caused the lost, it calls the curious, and by that, when they turn aside out of the midst of the bush, out of the midst of the living ember, the fire of God in us, God speaks to them, and they come to Jesus, and they encounter His presence and power in a whole new way.
Are you saying it's for everyone? Are you saying it's wherever someone goes, whether they're in your congregation or whether they're on the street or whether they're in school? Miriam, is that what you guys are saying?
Absolutely. That is what we're saying. We believe that Paul even tells us, no matter your background or status, you all have the privilege to drink of the same Holy Spirit. So no matter where you are, no matter where, God will come with His presence, and He wants to rest upon us with the Spirit of glory so that people's lives around us can be completely transformed.
Okay, there was a point where everything opened up. We call it the game changer. I'd like you two to show us the game changer. Tommy?
Yeah. Well, we took some examples right out of our book, Decrees That Unlock Heaven's Power. And we're going to talk to you a little bit about two of the themes in the book, and it's right out of the book, and we hope that it encourages you. Some of these decrees that we're about to read are the same decrees that we read that changed our life. Miriam, if you want to go ahead and share that, the walking in the miraculous.
Absolutely. We'd love for you to read along with us. And here's what God says about you. And these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons in the power of my name, and they will speak in other tongues. They will be supernaturally protected from snakes and drinking anything poisonous. And they will lay hands on the sick and heal them, according to Mark chapter 16. Did you know that Jesus lived a miracle life? His whole life was a miracle. Jesus even said, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." That is great news. Jesus has sent you and me to live a life of the miraculous. And now is the time for you to step in to the fullness of your inheritance. And you can activate these truths out of our book by speaking these declarations over your life. So I want you to be sure to say them out loud and say them with power in your voice and say them with me. Because I believe in Jesus, I live a life of the miraculous with signs and wonders following me. Like Jesus, I live a miracle life. God releases a flow of extraordinary miracles through my hands, through my words, and through my life. When I see an impossible situation, I run to it, knowing that God will bring about a miracle. Creative miracles are a normal occurrence for me because I am a child of God. Miracles are a normal for me in Jesus's name. And at the end of these declarations, we lead you guys through a prayer that I would like to pray out loud with you right now. Lord, I am so grateful that you would choose me to live a life of the miraculous. May every miracle in my life bring glory and honor to your name. Amen.
Come on. One of my favorites is God Encounters. That's another one in our book. And this is what we like to do. We always start out with a scripture in Joel 2:28. We're going to read it to you. "I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall see dreams. Your young men shall see visions." Joel 2:28. And then in Revelations 4, "Then suddenly, after I wrote down these messages, I saw a portal open up into the heavenly realm. And the same trumpet voice I heard speaking with me in the beginning said, 'Ascend into this realm. I want to reveal to you what must happen after this.'" Did you know that by design, you were engineered to encounter God? God encounters are part of your inheritance as a believer. The Bible was not just given to us to make us smarter and brighter. The reason the Bible has been given to us was to lead us into a divine encounter with its author. Jesus wants you to encounter him. This is the good news of the kingdom. Now, let's activate this truth by speaking these declarations over our life. And here's some of the declarations that you can make according to God's word. "I consistently have dreams, visions, and prophetic encounters. Heavenly encounters, angelic visitations, and spiritual happenings are normal to me and are part of my inheritance as a child of God. Like Jesus and his disciples, I carry an open heaven where angels ascend and descend upon my life, carrying fresh revelation, strength, and assignments. The Holy Spirit is my guide with all heavenly encounters and teaches me how to navigate through them." And then you can say this prayer out loud with me. "Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you search the deepest mysteries of God and make them known to me. Lord, I choose today to step into divine encounters through faith. And I'm so thankful that I have the privilege to discover all that you have for me. I love you, Lord Jesus. Amen."
I have to tell the two of you, I can't wait to get your new book. It's just out now, because can you picture what would happen to anyone making professions of faith like that? The same thing or something even better than you. Ready for a demonstration of this raw, authentic power to be activated in your life? I am. We'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Are you ready for a whole new level of miracles, answered prayer, divine healing, and supernatural protection?
Well, guess what? It's closer than you think.
Call now and get Tommy and Miriam Evans' brand new powerful book, Decrees That Unlock Heaven's Power, and their anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking Heaven's Power. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9792. You will get Tommy and Miriam Evans' brand new powerful book, Decrees That Unlock Heaven's Power. Through these decrees, you will learn how to shape your world with God's spoken word. Begin to release miracles, breakthrough, and supernatural answers. The 40 daily inspirational entries include powerful topics such as Holy Spirit anointing, releasing prayers of power, healing prayer, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, hearing God's voice, carrying God's glory, divine favor, and more. Each daily entry includes a scripture that reveals what God personally says about you, an inspiring devotional reading, powerful prayer decrees, associated scripture references for future study.
You're going to be equipped, trained, and activated to release the kingdom of God in your own life, but also to the lives of those around you.
You will also receive Tommy and Miriam Evans' three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking Heaven's Power. Along with their 40-day devotional book, Tommy and Miriam want to show you how to use biblical decrees to activate walking in the miraculous, answered prayers, supernatural protection, and more. The audio CD series includes a powerful impartation for you to begin witnessing the supernatural of God in your life.
You can shape your future, your destiny, and unlock heaven's power by the power of your words.
Don't miss out on getting Tommy and Miriam Evans' brand new powerful book, Decrees That Unlock Heaven's Power, and their anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Unlocking Heaven's Power. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9792. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9792 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Tommy, what is an Isaiah 60:61 moment?
Well, the Lord began to show me at the beginning of this last year. He said that we are stepping into an Isaiah 60:61 moment. And you know, Isaiah 60 is all about the glory, and Isaiah 61 is all about the anointing. And I love it because, you know, we can operate in the anointing for a lot of different things. We operate in the anointing for healing, one-on-one relationship. The anointing is God's authorization on man to do something great. And the Lord began to show me, He says, I am anointing people to minister in the glory. And that's Isaiah 60. It says that though deep darkness covers the earth and deep darkness the people, the glory will rise upon you. And let's face it, we're in some dark times right now, but the glory is beginning to shine. What's the glory? It's the manifest presence of God. It's the atmosphere of heaven. It's the manifestation of Jesus, where people can get healed supernaturally without anybody laying hands on them, blind eyes seeing, deaf ears hearing, families restored, people getting delivered in the atmosphere of presence. And God began to show me that God is anointing people to be stewards of the glory. In fact, right now I'm feeling this, I'm sensing this. Some of you right now, you're burning for this. You're burning like, God, I want to operate in the glory. I want to move in this. And if you're hungry for this, it's an invitation. So right now, if you'll just stretch out your hands, I'm going to release this right now and pray over you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just declare that your anointing is coming upon people to be stewards of the glory of God. Father, we decree and declare that as people step into this anointing, they're going to see the blind heal. They're going to see the deaf hear. They're going to see those that are lame walk. Those that are heavy and depressed and bound by demons, they're going to get free in the name of Jesus.
Well, I got in on that. Miriam, you're provoking me to jealousy. You don't have one angelic visitation. Tell me about two angelic visitations that really released miracles.
Yes, well, one of them was actually about the glory, according to Zechariah chapter 4. I had an angel that came into my room one night, and the only thing that he said three times was, glory awakening, glory awakening, glory awakening. And as I came up out of the encounter, I said, God, I need you to lead me to the Bible. What are you saying about this? And he took me to Zechariah chapter 4. When the prophet Zechariah said that the angel of the Lord awakened me as if I was out of a sleep, and the Lord began to speak to me that right now there is a glory awakening that is happening around the world in this moment. God is awakening people to His manifest presence, just as Tommy spoke about. Habakkuk tells us that the glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth as the water covers the seas. And I believe that we're coming into a time where the glory of God is going to rest over cities, just like we saw in the Hebrides revival, the Argentine revival, so many revivals that we can read about throughout history that document when the glory of God rested over cities, that cities were completely transformed by the miracles that happened in the glory. There are many stories of people that are coming into mass salvations asking, what must I do to be saved? And that is what the Lord is awakening us to right now, that His glory would begin to cover over our homes and cover over cities. And so since that encounter, I know that Tommy and I have been very intentional to come into the presence of the Lord and say, God, we're desperate. We need your glory. We want your glory and your presence more than anything else when we come together. And you know, there was another angelic encounter that I had, and so I'll share that with you, and it also relates to the miraculous. An angel came to me one time, and he had a thick book in his hand, and in the book, I knew that they were filled with miracle testimonies. And so he looked at me, and he said, never neglect the testimony. And again, I came up out of the encounter. I asked the Holy Spirit to lead me into truth. And he took me to Revelation chapter 19, where it says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I knew by revelation that God was saying that every time we get an opportunity to share the testimony of Jesus, the testimony of miracles that He's doing in the earth right now, because when people hear it, it prophesies to them that the miracle testimonies that they're hearing will happen in their life. And so we begin to do that. We begin to share testimonies of healings that we had seen. There was a time that I shared a testimony about a man's back that was dislocated due to an injury on the job. And as I began to just minister and talk about the Holy Spirit, every single bone in his back that was dislocated popped back into place. Well, later I was sharing that testimony with a group, and I shared that very thing. There was a woman that was listening to it, and she thought in her heart, God, I need a healing in my back and hips, and I really wish that you would do that with me. And that night, God did exactly that. He visited her in the night, and as she turned over in her bed, the bones in her back and in her hips that were out of alignment popped right back into place. That testimony of Jesus prophesied to her, and it released the miraculous in her life.
Is that why you say, declare, God, do it again?
Yes, out of Psalms 126. David said this. He said, God, we have heard about the miracles and the wonders that you have done. Now, Lord, do it again. And I even feel that for our watchers right now, those that are watching us on this broadcast. I believe that if you need a healing in your body right now, just by hearing about the testimony of Jesus, I believe that your bodies are being healed. I even hear the Lord saying, sickle cell disease, that there's somebody watching right now, and God is coming with the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit to heal your body. I'm also hearing Lou Gehrig's disease. There's someone watching right now, and I just declare to your body, be healed in the name of Jesus. The miracles that you are hearing today, we declare over your body, Lord, do it again.
And I heard necks are being healed right now. And I heard that if you will do what opened the miracles for these two, a miracle be opened in your life right now. What will you do? You will proclaim this prayer after me and mean it to the best of your ability. out loud, right where you are, "Dear God," come on, right after me, repeat it. "Dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm so sorry. I believe your precious blood washed away every sin, and I'm starting fresh. And now that I am clean, because of your blood, because of your death, because of your resurrection, I ask you to come and live inside of me and be my Savior. I make you my Lord." Amen. I speak the peace of Messiah over you in Yeshua's name. Amen.